This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The fate of two Venezuelan men in Colorado who fear deportation to a prison in El Salvador is now in the hands of a federal judge. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Last week, U.S. District Judge Charlotte Sweeney had agreed to temporarily halt any plans the federal government had to move the men to a Salvadoran prison. That is, until she could hear arguments on Monday. The ACLU of Colorado says at least 11 men who were detained here have already been transferred to El Salvador, and at least another 100 could be eligible. The hearing on Monday follows a U.S. Supreme Court order over the weekend that temporarily halted the transfer of some migrants from Texas. The Colorado judge says she'll likely rule within 24 hours. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More than 80 community organizations are urging the state's congressional delegation to oppose cuts to Medicaid, CPR's John Daly.
Medicaid is the largest federal program providing medical and health-related services to low-income people. The Colorado Health Policy Coalition says the billions of dollars in potential cuts can't be made without taking health care away from seniors, children, and people with disabilities. In a letter to congressional members, it says Medicaid cuts will hurt the state's economy and trigger job losses. Each of the state's congressional districts have more than 100,000 Medicaid enrollees. Some Republicans have said cuts are needed in the name of waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Mesa County has not recorded a measles case this year, and health officials want to keep it that way. The county is offering vaccines this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at Mesa County Public Health in Grand Junction. The department's Sarah Gray says most insurance companies will cover the cost.
But I do want to make sure to point out that we provide low and no cost options. So we do not want cost to be a barrier. We will work with anyone on cost.
Colorado has seen three cases of measles so far this year. Nationwide, there have been more than 800 cases. This is CPR News.